Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Railroad Days kicks off today. The carnival runs tonight, also Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 6 to 10 at Lawrence Field. Also kicking off today, the J.H. Ketchum Host Company Dover Plains Fireman's Fair, Route 22 at the school grounds today, Thursday, and Friday, wristband nights, Friday fireworks, Saturday the parade. The carnival runs the 17th through the 20th, the Midway by Rainbow Amusement Company. Tonight, it's Pulled Pork Palooza going on in Canaan, Connecticut. It's happening at 30 Granite Avenue. Proceeds all go to benefit the Pilgrim House Renovation Fund in North Canaan. It's a Pulled Pork Palooza with all the fixings, coleslaw, baked beans, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, beverage, and dessert. Eat in or carry it to the carnival. It starts at 5, goes till 6:30, $10 per person, $5 per child, 5 to 10. Under 5, free. Maximum for family is $25. For more information, 860-8255. 824-7232. Town of Amenia has a town board meeting set for tomorrow at Town Hall, first floor at 7 p.m. In a story Tuesday, Republican American by Lynn Mills Worthington, in Kent, members of the Board of Selectmen have indicated they're not interested in adding people to the five-member streetscape committee, even though the committee wants to expand. Selectmen held a special meeting, and First Selectman Bruce Adams relayed that the streetscape committee that was formed in early June had its second meeting July 9th, but it has experienced difficulty getting a quorum together to meet. The group is charged with creating a plan for replacing sidewalks in the town. Selectman Jeffrey Parkin said he's concerned that the committee has only met twice because of a tight timetable under which the group is operating, saying it's particularly troublesome due to a state grant that must be spent or an extension applied for before December. Meanwhile, in Kent, the town is hiring two new members to the Highway Department for the first time in many years. John Cox of Kent and Kevin Hill of Sharon hired as highway maintainers with commercial driver's licenses. Cox will be paid $30 per hour, and Hill will be paid about $29 an hour. Ulster County shoppers should prepare to bring their own bags to the grocery store. The countywide plastic ban began yesterday, removing single-use plastic bags from most stores and encouraging the use of reusable bags. And recyclable paper bags will now come with a 5-cent fee per bag. The Bring Your Own Bag Act passed before the county legislature earlier this year, specifically targeting bag usage at grocery stores, convenience stores, retail stores, and drug stores. In Meenia, the town board meeting will be held on Thursday at Town Hall, first floor at 7 p.m. On the agenda, public comment, the supervisor, town clerk, and highway report, recreation commission report, and committee reports, and a resolution to transfer funds, solid rich tax, centuria statements, and solar law discussion. The 55th North Canaan Railroad Days kick off running through Sunday, July 28th. Carnival at Lawrence Field is the 17th through the 20th from 6 till 10. A celebration of the Canaan's free dinner at the Bitterman Center Wednesday the 24th, 4:30 to 6. Family fun night at Lawrence Field on Thursday the 25th. A celebration of life happening on Saturday the 27th, along with the craft and flea market, St. Martin of Tours annual festival, and the Fireman's Parade, music and food courts on Saturday. Car show and fireworks as well. Breakfast at the North Canaan Ambulance Building happens on Sunday. More information on the web at Canaan Railroad Days or Facebook.com Canaan Railroad Days. Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission will have their next meeting coming up beginning at 5:30. The Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority Transfer Station Building Committee has a meeting coming up at 5:30. This meeting will be held at the new transfer station site. It was scheduled to be in Sharon, but it will now be at the new transfer station site. Conservation Commission is having their regular meeting. That is happening in Sharon at 6:30 at Town Hall. Northeast Military Library, in conjunction with the Pine Plains Free Library, will hold a Minecraft-a-thon for ages 8 to 13 from 6 until 7:30. Registration for the event is required at ppflibrary@gmail.com or cmcloon@nemillertonlibrary.org. The Northeast Millerton Library is located at 75 Main Street. More information, nemillertonlibrary.org. Sharon Recreation and Youth Summer Concert Series continues from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion on Veterans Field. Last Good Bender, country, rockabilly, blues, and original. As part of the summer reading program, the Amenia Free Library presents Animal Embassy, bringing life to education over the moon animal adventure. You can meet friendly critters from around the world and learn about where they live. That happens Thursday at 11 at Amenia Town Hall. The Salisbury Economic Development Committee has a meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. Also on Thursday, it is the Kent Park and Recreation Summer Concert Series. The Regulator is coming up this Thursday at 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. The 8th Annual Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan on Thursday at National Recording Artists Lucinda and Michael. Live music, food, vendors, and a car and motorcycle cruise. Coming up on July 18th, the regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board at the Ancrum Town Hall. It's open to the public at 7 p.m. Paul Ramuni, author of the recently published Accordion Stories from the Heart, will speak and perform at the Douglas Library Friday the 19th at 7 p.m. Paul is the founder of the New England Accordion Connection Museum in Canaan. Books will be available for signing. More information at 860-824-7863. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield will feature activist Cynthia Pleas as she will conduct a lecture and display photos on her recent trip to the Poor People's Gathering in Washington, D.C. That'll be Friday at 7:30. More details, 413-229-7004. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a swing dance featuring the fabulous Versatones Friday. Doors open at 7:30. Dance lesson by Harry Facilia takes place at 8. No partner necessary. Beginners are welcome. Live music an hour later. Admission on a sliding scale that ranges from $10 to $20. More details at 413-229-2357. Montgomery Lodge No. 13 celebrates once again its 60th year of lobster sales, and the next lobster sale will be coming up on July 20th. You can be picking up those lobsters between 4 and 6 p.m. at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville at the Lodge. You can order those lobsters at 860-435-9722 as long as they're ordered by the Friday before the sale. Climate Smart Community Task Force meeting is happening in Ancrum. That is happening on July 20th at 9:30 in the morning. A paint and sip will be held on Saturday from 11 till 1 at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. More information at 413-205-8346. Re-Institute presents a floor show map of the world curated by Julia Thoris, Ellen Lecter, and Susan Jennings. The exhibit opens Saturday, July 20th from 4 till 7 p.m., followed by a potluck. It runs through Saturday, August 24th. The Re-Institute, located at 1395 Boston Corners Road. More information, thereinstitute.com. In Stockbridge this summer, the Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives present in plain sight a series of monthly history walks on Saturday, July 20th at 4 p.m. Learn about Eden Hill from Mission House to Mercy Sunday. In Sharon, the gallery of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum presents Wind and Water, a juried exhibition and sale of artworks by local artists. The exhibit runs from July 20th through August 30th. An opening wine and hors d'oeuvre reception with the public is invited free of charge on Saturday the 20th from 5 till 7 p.m. Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, New York, presenting an evening of music featuring Stone Soup, a local eclectic contemporary jazz-based trio, Saturday from 5 till 6:30. More details at 518-325-4. Kick up your heels and join High and Mighty for a fun family event on Saturday the 20th at 6 p.m. All proceeds will support programming for veterans, children, adults, and senior citizens with disabilities. The event takes place in Columbia County on County Route 21C in Ghent, New York. Tickets or more information, highandmighty.org/kickupyourheels. The Berkshire's third annual Jewish Festival of Books taking place running through July 18th to the 21st at Haverth of Southern Berkshire's Route 23 in Great Barrington, featuring free and fee-based author talks, teachings, and readings by nationally and internationally acclaimed writers. Reservations and more information at 413-528-6378. Sunday evening concerts the North Deck of the Canaan Youth Depot in North Canaan, Connecticut, continue this Sunday with Robert C. Fullerton. In case of rain, they move inside the Great Falls Brewing Company, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 23.53 to 27,335.63. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8222.80 and the S&P 500 at 3004.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.